What's up, Pod family? Today's episode of the Podfathers is brought to you by our friends at DollarShaveClub.com. By now, everyone knows that Dollar Shave Club ships their amazing razors for a few bucks. I've been a member for a while now, and I love my shave. We talked about how I grew up as the Peach Fuzz kid, and I was embarrassed. I was shamed. I was disgusted by my look. Now I come in, I shave. My daughter literally rubbed my face yesterday and said, "Daddy, all your cheek hair is gone," and she was loving it. Love it yourself, thanks to the people at Dollar Shave Club. As soon as I heard Dollar Shave Club had stuff other than razors, I was sold. We've talked about them a bunch in the past, how they have great products, great prices delivered right to your door. You don't have to go to the stupid pharmacy. When you have kids, you're running around, you're going crazy. Sometimes you need to just be at home. Dollar Shave Club takes care of all the middlemen and still gives you a great price. If you're like me and sick of the nonsense at the store, now's the time to try out the Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, Dollar Shave Club is basically giving away their shit shower and shave starter set to new members. For only $5, this starter set features their executive razor and three trial size versions of their most popular products to help you stay fresh and clean. So fresh and so clean, clean. In your first box, you'll receive their shave butter, body wash, and one wipe Charlie's butt wipes, A plus name. You will also receive their executive razor, which includes their premium weighty handle and full cassette of cartridges. After the first box, replacement cartridges are sent for only a few bucks a month. This offer is exclusively available at DollarShaveClub.com/podfathers because they love us and you guys so much. Again, that's DollarShaveClub.com/podfathers. And if you want a great gift, give them Dollar Shave Club. They've got super simple gift memberships and e-gift cards. The holiday seasons are coming around. Cyber Monday is today. It's all going crazy. Everything's going off the shelves. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/podfathers. Dollar Shave Club's high quality products will have you covered from face cheeks to butt cheeks. There is no better time to try the club. Anyone that has a tagline like that, I'm 100% behind. Start the show, baby.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Speaking of butt cheeks, this is a big... We're doing a little sex show because we just had Thanksgiving. Clemmy said that it was... We had Black Friday. We had Cyber Monday. What better than a little sex on Cyber Monday? A little cyber sex action.
Cyber sex
because
Monday,
baby. A lot of
people
are going to be nervous in the holiday season, my friend Clem. They're going to be nervous about... doing it because you ate too much turkey, you ate too much pumpkin pie, you ate too much cake, you ate, and I'm not talking butt, folks. I'm not talking cake as in them ass cheeks. Maybe you
butt
did.
Cake.
But we're going to go into a little bit of what we had on Twitter where we asked our listeners, what are some of your favorite songs that you would like to make a baby to? Now, the original question was like, if your kid knew that you made the baby to this song, what would it do? Which I think makes it so much funnier. We're just going to get into it, and we're starting off with
Let me just tell you something. This question hits close to home because I've been saving this story for a little while here. There are not many people I would imagine in this world that know for sure that they conceive their kids to two specific songs. However, the Clem family knows that both of their 1.5 kids, one in the oven, one out. We can track to the exact session with the only two times we've ever played music in the bedroom. Both times kids came out. And this is the God's honest truth. I would not lie about something like this. The first,
you're not
Sienna Clem.
You're not normally a music person.
I am not normally a music person. Wifey is the one who said to throw the music on both times. We're not usually music people. Maybe afterwards, as you're in the refractory period, we'll throw on maybe a couple of slow jams, some Casey and JoJo, what have you. I can't have that going on in my mind when we're doing the deed because I'm already two pump chump. I become a one pump chump once I have those sweet melodic themes, melodies going in my ear. I need but the thing is, she said, I want Bruno Mars on. And I said, well, then I'm in. And we're two for two with Bruno Mars songs. Sienna Clem was conceived to the song Gorilla by Bruno Mars. And
go.
You know what? Let's rock and roll.
Keep going.
So she's going, and this is the thing. Most songs I don't fit into that box of those songs. But you know what? I'm a gorilla. I'm a big dude. That's the one thing I have on me. So when she said gorilla, I was in. That was her favorite song at the time. Gets the body going, gets the juices flowing for everyone. And Sienna Clem was born about 9.5 months after that song was played in the bedroom of the Casa de Clem. Again, 100% accuracy to this day. Fast forward a few years, a few dollars.
Well, let me just say about that song and Bruno Mars in general. He's so like androgynous that he just has like this sex appeal to both sexes. Like everybody just looks at Bruno and be like, he's a tiny little fellow, but my goodness, is he cute.
It's the truest thing, dude. Everyone always talks trash. You know, a lot of dudes talk trash like, oh, he's this little Hawaiian jumping bean. He's 4 foot nothing, blah, blah. You want that dude alone with your girl? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
No way.
I sure as fuck don't. That's or else I'm having to raise a third kid.
And knowing Bruno like I do, knowing his music like I do, he's a tender lover.
Tender lover. As he'd be a tender to either gender, either sex. It doesn't make a difference to Bruno.
Wouldn't care probably either.
So that was the first one. And then you fast forward ahead a couple years here, a couple dollars poorer, a couple bags under the eyes added. And wifey says, throw on a song tonight, you know, work the first time. And we threw on Versace on the floor. Uh-huh. And this is, and I mean, just the song title alone, you're like, oh, we're getting sexy tonight, right? And again, Bruno just has that melody. It's not too sexy, but it's not too tough. It's pretty fucking sexy, but it makes like you said, it makes both people feel comfortable in the bedroom when that's on. And it got it going, got everything flowing, and here we are today. We got one in the oven coming. We have one already here. And my kids were conceived to Bruno Mars, and I had a friend say, what is, you know, we're trying for kids, we're having, and I honestly said, God's honest truth, Bruno Mars is 2 for 2 in my house. I always say your girl's going to get pregnant when you see Bruno on stage at one of his concerts, his shows, November 29th, no free ads, but November 29th at CBS, 10 o'clock at the Apollo. If you want to have a kid, roll into bed. It'd probably be a little cold outside. Your little jammies on, rub some feet, and you might have a kid coming out in 9 months.
Now, have you thought about naming your son Bruno?
Ooh, I have not. I'm telling you right now, the wife is, I'd say Bruno's in her top five right now in terms of not.
Because it, and not maybe only the, just because of how he was conceived, but that's a great name just in general. Bruno's a strong name.
Bruno's a name in 5 years all the hipsters are going to take. So if I beat them to it, then I'm fucking money. You know, I out-hipstered the hipsters.
So incredible.
I'd be in for a Bruno name personally. It's a little bit strong. For a New York, that's a little stronger, Bruno. You think I could get away with it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Bruno Clem? Come on, dude. That's a great name.
But the thing is, if he looks like me, if I was a Bruno, do you think I could be a Bruno?
I think you should be a Bruno.
I think I look like a Mongo. That's my problem. It sounds like Mongo.
You're a Bruno, dude. You might change it to Bruno. You're much more of a Bruno than a Justin.
Oh, don't bleep that out. We're going to have to bleep that out post-op. I promise people I would never share my real name again. They get triggered every time my real name
comes
up.
No, we're leaving it. They got to have it.
God damn it, Chapsy. Killing me. So, yeah. I will look into legally changing my name to Bruno. I hated my name growing up. I didn't know Bieber and Timberlake. That was before it was cool to be a J word. So, here we are now. Maybe become Bruno Clem. I might just change my last name to Clem, too. It's a strong last name I have. I'm not going to say that one either. But I've become Clem now in my mind, as fucked up as it is. So,
I mean,
I'm a Bruno guy.
My real name's Matthew. Like, I'm a chaps, though. Like, nobody calls me Matthew in the world except for my mom and my wife.
If I ever called you that name, I'd punch myself in the mouth. Matthew, look, I just punched myself in the mouth. I don't give a shit.
It.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Dude.
So whenever, speaking of Christmas, I think it was last Christmas that I got, like, it's either a Google Home or Alexa, because we have them both. But that really introduced more music to our bedroom life. And so we would go in there, and, you know, you can tell them playlists. Like, you could be like, Alexa, play music for cleaning. Okay, Google, play music for cleaning. And it'll have this nice little playlist. Okay, Google, play music for studying. Oh, fuck, it's actually starting to play. Okay, Google, stop. So you can have all these different things, and it'll do it just like that. And you can say whatever, play playlist for sunbathing, and you have all these like sunny, like Kokomo, Beach Boys is going to play, and you're just like really get into it. Well, we decided to give it a go for the bedroom, and we're like, okay, play sex music, and it's all this like old R&B. So now we play it as like a joke. So we'll go in there, the kids are asleep, and all of a sudden, a little Freak Me by Silk starts to play. And that really gets the music going, and it gets like the feeling going, because there's nothing like being in the bedroom and laughing like before. So we'll put like play 90s cheesy R&B, and this playlist will start going, and we can't help but laugh. It's great.
When you hear that Freak Me, baby, when that just, when it leads with that, how are you not supposed to laugh yet? Get a, like, it's like a turned on laugh though, right? It's like, ooh, like you get, it's just a twinge. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just a twinge. It's just the button is pushed. I love the idea of you and Mrs. Chaps just saying play some sex music to your Google Home. And that's your Google Home.
And that's the thing about like 90s music is the lead in to most of these songs were like, it wasn't like you're doing a nice little piano solo, a little saxophone with Kenny G. It was just like bass drop, boom, Freak Me, baby. Oh, yeah. You were just like there right away.
Like, we were listening to Sha the other day. If I ever fall. Like, there's not even music. They just literally voices are doing it because it's just pure
and
uncut
if
sex.
I ever fall. Yeah, that song's great. I actually was listening to that in my truck. I had the Amazon romance list going on, the 90s romance list going on, and that thing dropped. I don't care where you're at in life. You've got to sing along when that thing drops.
No, you have to, 100%. And I feel like now, looking back, I don't know if you noticed, I think your Google Home is connected to your Twitter. I think your Google Home is the thing that sends out the sunglasses emoji. And it's like, Chaps just turned on the sex mix. And it's just like, it's going down right now, guys. Yeah. Sunglasses emojis out there.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it with the way that like the NSA is and shit. Like, if you're a real conspiracy theorist guy, it would take over. You had another good example of what you would like to be if you were a music guy, of what you would like to be. And that's a little, that's a little Phil Collins. Little Air in the Night.
Yeah. So if I knew, if I, like, again, if I'm playing for keeps here, if I'm going in the sheets to play for keeps and I'm popping out a kid, I feel like if you go in the air tonight, you're making a regal man or woman, a future president, a future big time decision maker, a leader of men, if you may. And it's just, it's like before a big playoff game, you could have all these other songs, whatever. In the Air Tonight gets it moving every time. And if you can either A, switch positions, or B, you know, deliver the package as the, you know, the drums hit, it's over. That kid is coming out a 10 out of 10, a leader of the human species.
But he also might be a coward, because wasn't it Phil Collins that watched somebody die like on the dock? Wasn't that?
It's about, so this is the other thing. It's about Phil Collins seeing someone else see someone, not save him. So Phil Collins saw it and then wrote the song. It was debunked by Snopes, but I don't believe that. I like to believe it true. So that means,
but
my
even
kid's a
so,
vet.
So if Collins was watching somebody else watch somebody die, by default, Collins was also watching someone die.
I think Collins was like in the midst of it. Like, you're watching him not help. I don't know. I'm a Collins apologist here. I'll admit I'm a Phil Collins apologist. I want, if my kid can't be a leader of men, I'd at least like him or her to be vengeful. And if that's what this song is, I love a good revenge story.
Yeah, I'm about revenge too. Whenever my wife and I first started dating, you remember I used to have, because I was like Bible Chaps, I was really into still listening to some of the Christian music because it was really soothing. So like on my computer at my house in Virginia before we were like married, I had all this music, like Christian music, because I still had the same computer. Well, we were getting it on a little bit, and then all of a sudden this song started playing, which made it a little bit awkward. A little Amazing Grace started playing. So you're enjoying a little premarital sex action, and then Amazing Grace starts going. That's not really a mood setter. It's a mood ruiner.
Yeah, that knocks you out of like the religious matrix really quick, I feel, as if you start having sex during the Lord's music.
The guy, Amazing Grace, might be peak Lord's music too. Especially for somebody who's from the South like me.
The gold standard kind of shit, for sure. I mean, I once saw a kid smoke roll a joint in a Bible piece of paper because it was, like, really thin. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, the most, you know, treacherous shit I had ever seen. Having sex to Amazing Grace, like, can you imagine the guy who saw you at Hollister without your shirt on if you told him is what you, like, if he's listening to the podcast right now, he's going to heaven.
Dr. Freeman, if you're listening, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I was not trained that way. That's a fact. That's a straight up fact.
And Mrs. Chaps was, like, in the Bible class, so she's obviously a relatively religious person too, or at least was, right? So
was, yeah.
Both sides are like, woo, that comes in hot.
Yeah, it was like we were making out, then, like, both of our heads, like, turn and look at the radio, like it's the radio's fault. Like, what the fuck is happening here? We asked the listeners on and Twitter users to send us some recommendation of what they got too. One of my favorite one. If your kid knows that this is the song that they were conceived to, having this song play is pretty damn great. Here we go. I feel like anything that you do to the Final Countdown by Europe is pretty incredible. I don't really know if it's like a doing it type song, but it gets people going.
I feel like if you're on a good level, if you're either drunk, on some sort of drug, or just focused, that's good. It's also, but it's a little, I don't know, I get butterflies in my stomach sometimes when I hear Final Countdown, you know? And I don't know if I can handle that.
I think it's because Job from Arrested Development really took over, and now that's all I can think about. And because of Job, like, all I can think about is Donald Trump Jr., because I think they're essentially the same person. Like, everything that Job does, you could see Donald Trump Jr. doing without a doubt.
I've never thought of this until just now. I don't have a lot of game in the bedroom. I'll just come out and admit that. I'm probably not going to shock a lot of people when I say that. Bringing some illusions into the bedroom, some would say magic tricks that are incorrect. It's illusions.
Just cover the bed in, like, plates and shit, and then, like, pull them off. And be like, whoa.
It's like, oh, got a quarter out of there.
I could see you doing that move with the woman from, I think she's from Korea, where she rides the tall unicycle throwing plates and balls on her head.
Red Panda?
Yeah.
Like a Red Panda wifey?
Just cruising around your bedroom throwing plates and cups and shit on your head.
I'm down.
Another one that we got from a listener was one of my favorite songs. Again, it was my favorite song for a long time in the early 2000s, but I've joked about it so much on the blog that it's back, and legitimately I listen to it, like, when I'm driving around just having a good time. It is by none other than Grammy Award-winning artist Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. This is Smooth. Off a super, super platinum album, Supernova? No, not Supernova. Fuck. I forget what it's called, but here we go. That guitar solo gets you.
That hit, like, there's not a lot of songs that your brain sees colors. I see just colors whenever I hear the beginning of this song, and it just goes the entire time. And then you talked about how you think of Job. I think of that horse in the Olympics last year, just fucking swinging its shit around, dancing around. Oh, I mean, this song is, we talk about it all the time, how, like, Kane and X-Pac is, like, the epitome of, like, the odd couple. It's not really that much, but Rob Thomas and Santana, like, just a match made in heaven. There's no other way to put it. They were just put on this earth to make this song together.
Supernatural is the album's name.
Supernatural.
And I hate that a song like that. There's so many songs that are good songs, but because they come played out, the people are like, oh, that song sucks. Smooth by Carlos Santana and Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 off of the multi-platinum album Supernatural does not suck in any way, shape, or form. That song bangs. And the fact that it was on the radio for so long and made people think that it sucks makes me sad.
I feel like it's gotten to the point where some people ironically like it now, and it's like, there's nothing ironic about liking that song. It's fucking great. It was great the moment it came out, and it's going to be great the day we all die.
Yeah, there's a reason why. Right now, we are, while we're listening to this, we are view number 81,913,186 on YouTube. You don't get to 81,000. That's like Charlie bit my finger category. Like that's if you're trying to tell me Charlie bit my finger's overrated, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. The next one is another good little. This is a good R&B song. This is a good 90s R&B song. Here we go. Oh, when H-Town hits again with the heavy bass. When it comes in with that heavy bass, it just gets you. And then that sweet, sweet R&B sound of a nice little tenor going with the bass. Man, that shit puts that in the seats. That means it's awesome. We have to turn it down a little bit to bring in Clem. And the fellas on here, the fellas on the little program art, they are very fit gentlemen, and they have their chest open, completely shaved, looking like babies. Like, it's just the perfect little sex mix.
I still remember I was in Little League Baseball, and the older kids on the team who were, like, a grade older than me were singing this song, and I was just thinking, I'm way too young to even hear this song, like, just sang by other people near my age. And it's still, like, I'm still uncomfortable listening to this song right now. It's so sexy. You could smell the sex in the room, the sweat's dripping. It's all there. The baby's being made.
You hear this song, and you immediately smell cocoa butter. Like, immediately. Just immediately, man. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing at all.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nope. This is an all-time classic. This is a Twitter classic, too. Here we go. This song really needs no introduction. And if you don't do it to this song at least one point in your life, did you really even live?
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus Coupe.
Even at the very beginning of this video, when R. Kelly walks out in the fur coat, you know he's not fucking around. Like, if you see somebody in a fur coat, they're down to fuck.
I mean, there's not much that could be said about the song that hasn't been said or perfected, but Ignition, the regular Ignition, isn't even a thing. The remix came out, murdered the entire game. The thing about it is also takes away from classic R. Kelly. It's like, I was big into Down Low back in the day. Remember Down Low? That was like a full fucking movie. And
dude,
you don't even, that doesn't
even
touch Ignition.
Come on, man.
Yeah, locked in the, that's a full, that is literally a full movie.
Yeah, I think they're on like part like 700 now.
Yeah, so, I mean, Ignition, I've never done it to Ignition Remix. There's a little confession for you right now. I may have to change that by the
well,
time.
Well, Mrs. Clem, I know you're
podcast.
Listening, so we need to fix that. We need to fix that. Report back next week. And we wanted to have one for the ladies, too, because a lot of that has been for the fellas. I mean, kind of for the ladies, too, because who's to say that ladies don't love slow jam? But we haven't had any female artists featured, so we're going to switch that up right now. Because, ladies, you don't want no scrubs. The first little guitar ping on Scrubs, iconic. Just absolutely iconic. And if Apple didn't charge you to buy, like, text message notifications, I feel like that's definitely one that you would still have for, like, a text message. The diddling?
Yep.
It's still there.
It's hard to get one that's perfect for the text messages, you're right. And there was, like, people forget now, like, there was, like, a little war, a little gender war going on back then, because the guys answered back with no pigeons right away.
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, Bills, Bills, Bills came out. Like, there was a legit gender war in music. It was, like, East Coast, West Coast, but guys versus girls, and it was just, like, sub-tweeting, if there that was a thing, in just a music form.
I think that TLC really changed the game as far as being able to listen to Woman, like, have sex. I think it's a great song. It's not as good as 3-6 Mafia's Chicken Head, but it's still pretty good. That's an all-time one.
I mean, in Waterfalls, I mean, that if that didn't tell you that, if that didn't have you worry about safe sex during that video, then you just don't have a soul. That guy died. Three letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all don't hear me.
So we're recording before Thanksgiving. What are you most looking forward to about Thanksgiving, like the food wise?
I've become a big stuffing guy. Stuffing, I feel like, is a all you can have it all year, but you really should have it now. This is when it thrives. So I'm big into stuffing. I'm now big into, like, ooh, we're gonna do a cornbread stuffing this year. Oh, a little extra sausage this year. That's kind of where I get into. What about you, Chaps?
Is there a make or break dish on the table for you? Where if you walk into a Thanksgiving place, they don't have this dish, up to your standard just on looks alone, and you're kind of disappointed.
If the stuffing's bad, or I've become a big corn casserole guy. I don't know if it's cream corn casserole or what it is. Whew. I don't know how, like, I got into that about 10 years ago. My mother-in-law made it, and I don't know how I ever lived without it beforehand. Like, looking back now, it changed my life. I'm not even being, like, facetious. That changed my life.
A good corn dish is very, very much needed. Mine is bread. If I come into your house, if I'm coming to, like, a joint place, and I look around and I see that there's not a whole lot of good bread, I'm disappointed. Because I feel like if you don't provide good bread, you probably didn't put the care into everything else that you needed to. Like, if I go and it's just a little package of pre-bought rolls that you threw into the oven, not having that. I need a homemade beer bread. I need bread that's made in a bread maker. I need something that needed the yeast to rise. Like, I need something like that.
Yeah, that's like just good foundation to a house. If you don't have that, it's all coming apart, clear as day. You can see it from the outside. And this is what I will say. I don't know. I would imagine you agree with me. Here in New York, we have, like, our good bread. Like, you can get good bread from, like, the Bronx or whatever. But at least give me those rolls that you throw in the oven. They heat up, and they have, like, they're almost, like, still soft and chewy inside. Oh, those are magnifico. But if you have, like, a day-old bread and it's a little stale, you didn't care about the meal. I don't even have to try the turkey. I know it's not good.
I completely agree. Are you making anything? Are you actually going to cook anything?
No, we're going to our in-laws. They love having Thanksgiving there. So I actually look forward to not doing anything on Thanksgiving, whether it's there or anywhere else. I am so out on Thanksgiving. We've talked about this last year. I am not 1/100th the cook you are. So I am very happy to be doing nothing.
Can I say this? I don't like watching football on Thanksgiving anymore.
I don't either, but
Thanksgiving football sucks. Like, usually the games are terrible.
It's now that we're woke on Thursdays being bad when it comes to football, it's kind of like gotten to that point where I realize it. The other thing is fantasy just sticks over my head all day, and it's like if my guys do terrible, then it's ruined for me. If the other guys' players do good, then it's ruined for me. If by some chance my team does good and his team does bad, it's great, but, like, that's probably not going to happen. The Giants playing on Thanksgiving scared the shit out of me, too, because they play this year, which has already happened. But it's like the season's so lost. I was like, thank God.
And, like, it's like the Giants have won two games. Like, they shouldn't be playing on that prime time of a game. They should have Thanksgiving flex games where 2 weeks out from Thanksgiving – you're like, hey, these are the two best matchups this week. Let's move them up to a Thursday night game. We're going to have good games on for Thanksgiving. Instead of having fucking Dallas without Zeke and against the Chargers and then the Lions versus fucking the Giants. Two shitty games. Both those games suck.
Well, it's Lions, Vikes, and then Giants are in Washington. Like, just not a good look. Just not a good slate. I'm not going to lie. It's not a good slate.
Oh, it's three,
I will
it's
say
three,
this, though.
It's three this year again, right?
Yeah. The Giants are the night game.
Okay.
But I will say this. I hate the Cowboys. I hate Jerry Jones. I hate Cowboys Stadium. I hate it all. I love that fucking Salvation Army kettle. I just love it in the field. It's probably because I'm, like, drunk off of food, and I just see it on TV. It just makes me smile every time I see it.
Zeke,
even when dumb
as hell.
Zeke's going in it.
Yeah, he was cute jumping in it last year. That was an all-time moment. So we're going to take you out. That's another little 25-minute episode for you guys. Glad you're sticking with us. We're going to play you out with probably the most romantic song if you want to have a little cry sex. Because every now and then having a little cry sex is not bad. So here's the theme song from the hit movie Titanic. If you want to be a tender lover, just throw on a little Celine Dion singing the melodies over this beautiful, beautiful flute. It might even be a piccolo. My goodness. My dreams, can you imagine having a voice like Celine Dion?
I can't imagine having anything as good as Celine Dion has, so no. The answer is a hard no.
I'm still heartbroken that her husband passed away. R.I.P.
That was
to
true
Renee.
Love.
Yeah, R.I.P. to Renee. But it was problematic because I'm pretty sure she was really young when they got together. I think she was like 15 and he was like 30-something.
A lot of problematic shit.
You never really know what's happening on in, like, the French-Canadian area.
You even go back, we watched Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty's 16. So was the prince. That's problematic. And she's like 6'4", too. There's a lot of shit doesn't add up from back in the day till now.
And you just gotta let that go. I mean, my grandma was like 15 or something when she married my grandpa. Does that mean Roscoe's a perv? I don't think so.
I don't want to live in a world where Roscoe's a perv. Anyone named Roscoe's a perv.
Yeah. I feel
Roscoe
like
Parrish, especially.
Yeah, Roscoe and Bruno just hanging out. All right, folks. Have a good week, man. We hope you buy a lot of stuff. Go to the Podfather's store on this Cyber Monday. Everything in the Barstool Sports office is going to be 20% off this week. So go there, buy a bunch of stuff. We just added the 18 to 24 months and the Saturday Nights for the Boys, the Podfathers, the Pizza One Bite, all that bullshit. McCartney wears the Pizza One Bite shirt all the time, and she absolutely loves it because she thinks it's adorable when she has pizza on her clothes. Get that. Have a good weekend, folks. We'll see you. No, not weekend. Well, we'll see you next week. Fuck it. That was so smart.
Barstool Sports. Barstoolsports.com/podfather.
There we go.
Hit it up.